Monday, huddle number 5. Come on, a recap or an addition to Shir Chof Dalet here at the Beis Medrash on Monday morning, Parshas Vayeshev, a little bit of Shir Chof Dalet.
Okay, Rabbi Isai. So tu tzach lo bedek.
Arai, lu, lu.
Where's Avkav?
Oh,
what? Great name, Avkav. You have the map. Come and see. Okay, my friends. Yesterday we spoke about a lot of interesting shailas about the sugya of Yehoreg Val Yavar. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Interesting shaila. Don't shy. No. Don't do that. Oh, why did you do that? Okay. We spoke about a lot of interest, but the main challenge is, what's the situation with a person being thrown onto a baby? So we had 4 different mahalchim. One pshat is ein hachanami, it doesn't exist. Another pshat, it exists in theoreti. In the realm of lumdus, it exists. The other pshat is a roitzeach, is a roitzeach. How's your roitzeach? Because he should have gotten up, and he didn't die from the impact. He died from the fact that I stayed on the baby. And the fourth shot we had was that maybe being an accomplice, giving him a weapon, is also considered to be ritzicha. I'm not a ritzeach, but there's a ritzicha. We were trying to say maybe al-stalav of leisamet adam reyecha. Listen to this interesting shaila. I spoke to Rabbi Goldberg about this, and we both remember the same thing, though I haven't found the Maram Aquinas. We all know that this Isser of Yehoreg Val Yavar on the big three, which is Gilei Reishis Chasdam Avodah Zarah. But it's not just Gilei Reishis Chasdam Avodah Zarah, it's not the big three. Anything that is Noigeya to Gilei Arayis has a din of Yehoreg Val Yavar. Even if you're just Noigeya to the din of Yehoreg Val Yavar. For example, is a person allowed to hug his aunt? Is a person allowed to hug his aunt? What? If a person is not allowed to hug his aunt, it would appear it's Yehoreg Val Yavar to hug your aunt. Can a person go to the beach? Rav Moshe speaks about going to the beach being Yehoreg Val Yavar. Because anything that's Noigeya, that even touches the din of Gilei Reishis, this is supposed to be his Jerusha, his Chabura. Next week, Yaakov is going to say a Chabura on whether going to the beach is Yehoreg Val Yavar. He's had enough for this week. Movies. Movies. Yehoreg Val Yavar. Yeah, I don't know about movies, but very possibly. This Kevin said it's better than Michal Shabbos than to watch a movie. What? No. I'll tell you, explain to you the difference. Over here, you're doing an Aveira. It's an Aveira for a person to hug his aunt. If it's, I suggest you speak to a Pesach about this, Shaila, that a person to hug his aunt, if it's an Aveira, which is Noigeya to Gilei Arayis. So that doesn't din Yehoreg Val Yavar. Here's the big shaila, Rabbi Isai. A person is over Lifnei Iver on Gilei Arayis. Lifnei Iver on Gilei Arayis is it Yehoreg Val Yavar? Lifnei Iver on Loisir Tzach is Yehoreg Val Yavar. Someone says, give me a gun. And he can't get a gun otherwise. If you're over Lifnei Iver, it could be Yehoreg Val Yavar. Someone says, can I borrow your iPhone? So Ken Zayin, it's Yehoreg Val Yavar. Take it easy. Rabbi Isai, you have to ask a shaila. What?
So
this is the shayla. What's the shayla of the thing? Shayla is like this. This is the shayla. Is lifnei iver a din bifnei atzma? It's a different lav. It's its own lav. If it's its own lav, there's no yarg vayavar on the lav bifnei iver. You're not yarg vayavar on the lav of eating treif. It's not yarg vayavar. So if it's own lav lifnei iver, it's din michshol. Then it's not going to be a din of a yarg vayavar. But if the din of lifnei iver is and it's you're being negeya in the issur. The Torah says, don't do the aveira and don't facilitate the aveira. It's part of the lav. Then the choira is going to be a din of yarg val yavar. This is the yeshiva. It's a chakir that we have. I spoke to him. Go away. I'll give you another nafkamina as this false. Understand what I mean as this false. Well, what? The lifnei iver of the gimel aveiros chamuros would be yarg val yavar, because the lifnei iver all over would be considered to be a chelek of that lav. Can you hear what? That's a different story. I said dafka hugging. Hugging is a mice of chiba. Shaking a hand is not a mice of chiba. So maybe it's aser, maybe, but it's not gil arayis. You're not negay in gil arayis. When it comes to hugging, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, what? It's negeya. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. Because shaking a hand is not a mice of chiba. Hug is a cheftz of chiba. It's a mice of chiba. It's the place can say. You have to speak to Rabbi Wiener about the shayla, Rabbi Isai. Speak to Rabbi Wiener about it. What? Okay, so Rabbi Wiener kids, you have to speak to Akoponim. What we wanted to say is, over here, if you give someone the ammunition and someone says, allow me to kill him, you give me the ammo, could be Tarek Bali Avar. Because the Ritzicha is happening. You're being negay on the Ritzicha. Okay. Chesky asked the Shiloh that causes a stir in the base medrash. The Shiloh is like this. He wants to be on the bottom. He's an Evis. He wants his Rebbe to be on top. He's on the bottom.
I know the Rashi was more
than that. That's what I'm saying. It's an Evis. Sinai. What happens if I am standing between a Reitzeach and a potential victim? And I'm in between, and he says, get out of the way or I'll kill you. You are not at all an accomplice on the murder. Zero accomplice. But he will kill, but if you don't get out of the way, the other person won't die. Can you duck and get out of the way? We asked numerous Talmidei Chachamim in this base medrash, and we got different opinions. Rabbi Glanz, who asked Rabbi Glanz last night? Anyone?
I asked Rabbi Glanz.
What did he say?
He wasn't sure that he came out like Ramati also.
That what?
That it'd be okay to move.
It's okay to move. Ramati Polanski said it's okay to move. Avshalom Menachem Wolgalanter said it's not okay to move. You can't move. It could be it's Tully in this Shaila. If we're saying anytime you're Negeya in a Ritzicha, anytime you're like Loisamet al Dam Reyecha, anytime that you are, because a Ritzicha is happening because of you, there you go, that's it.
But that's
it might be that Aveira of Loisamet al Dam Reyecha. Yeah, that was the Chakira. If we're saying that it's only because I'm doing the lav of Loisir Tzach, I'm doing a Ritzicha, like Shlomo Zalman said, I'm not doing any Ritzicha over there, I'm just ducking, it's not a Ritzicha, then about it should be Mutter. It might depend on these two different Shitas.
Taisa should have said this case, it's a bigger case.
This case of what?
Taisa is not this case, only that case. Taisa is finding a case, where you're being passive. It's a better case, it's a bigger case. You have to be Mamish and Bob.
Could be. It's a little bit of a hard case. Does he kill you or kill the other person? We made a whole case of, you know, right? So it's a little bit of a hard case. But yeah, good horror. It's a good horror. But you hear what I'm saying? It's a little bit of a, you have to make a case where he's across over there and I have a knife and a gun and it's like, whatever. I'll call Panim the Oifin. Maybe it's like Takamash Mazin. Aboisai Toises continues, and he tells us about Yoal. We just want to finish the Toises. Yoal, it says, she did a very courageous thing, very bold, very unique. There's a whole story, you have to look in Navi exactly what happened, but a kitzer mice, what she did was, in order to save the Jewish people, she seduced the general of the opposing army, and she actually lived with him, and then killed him. So that's what she did. So Tosis wants to know, what's the pshat that the Gemara is bothered by? Why are we giving her so much credit if, after all, at the end of the day, the choira she is mishanya me'avera? Says the Gemara, no. And the Gemara doesn't use the go-to of karka oilam. Why didn't you say karka oilam? Simple answer. Doesn't say karka oilam. Why not? Says Tosis, because over here it's not a question of whether it's mutter or usser. It's not a question of sakonis nefesh, anything like that. Over here, she was trying to do something. It's called an avera lishma. It's not a question of sakonis nefesh. But the question was she mishanya me'avera or not? So now comes the Chashukei Chemed, and he brings the Sefer Shut Rav Pa'olim. Does anyone know who wrote the Shut Rav Pa'olim?
Silverstein.
No, the Chashukei Chemed is of Silverstein. Who wrote the Shut Rav Pa'olim? The Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai wrote this, the Shut Rav Pa'olim, in Baghdad next year's Europe trip. Beis Hashem, hopefully that'll be okay over there. We'll be able to go. You never know. Baghdad, Ben Ish Chai.
We'll see Donald Trump's nuclear winter.
A kitzer, he has the following shaila. We know when a person eats treif, so that a person gets timtum halev. It's not only eating treif. Anytime a person is involved in getting hanah from an avera, the hanah of the avera gives him a timtum halev. Clears the Ben Ish Chai shaila if he eats it the oynes. Let's say a person's talking and a fly just flies right into his mouth. He tries to get it and it swallows. Does he get him to my lave or not? This is the shaila. This was a somewhat of a shaila. It's not exactly the same, but I don't know if you remember, there was a terrible, terrible controversy that happened in is a better word for it than controversy. There was a scandal that happened in Muncie that there was tons of meat, tons and tons of meat that was treif meat that was given to the frum community. Hashem Yirachem. He had to leave Muncie in shame. It was a Hamish Yid, and that's why you have to be very careful. All these people that say, oh, I know the Mashkiach, he's a good guy, I know the owner, blah, blah, blah. There is terrible, terrible situations, and it's not the only one. There was numerous situations, other places, I'd rather not say where, one on the West Coast, another one on the East Coast, where we had these types of stories. There's a reason why we need national Echsherim. Because they support yeshivas. But we need to have a hechsher. You don't have a hechsher, you're playing with fire. Trusting a mashkiach is dangerous business. I don't care what he looks like. A hechsher has an entire network, and a hechsher is built on its reputation, and there's oversight, and there's a lot that a person can be confident in hechsherim. These type of scandals do not happen with national hechsherim. Yeah, I'm slightly negay b'dava, but it's true. Alcohol panim, is there timtum alev? There maybe is less over there. He's not mamis an oinus. That's that's a shoygeg. Shoygeg, we know needs kapara. But what about an oines? Does an oines need kapara? This rabbi say is a shayla, a machloikes, the ben ishchai and the kanfe yoina. The Ramami Pano. These are two major mikubalim. The Ramami Pano says you need a person is going to have timtum aleim. You can have all the excuses in the world. I don't care if you saw a brisket bachar eat there. I don't care if my father's rev said I can eat there. I don't care if my friends are eating there. A person eats it, he gets timtum aleim. He's messing with his neshama. It's a metzias. It's a chavtza. It's a shtik tomei. However, the Ben Ish Chai argues, says the Ben Ish Chai, I don't get it. So if that's true, the Maisa with Yoel, Yoel was Boyel, Sheva Be'ilos with this Orel, this Mushchis, this Goy. So then why, how could that have not come onto Yoel? And yet, the Medrash says the Kodesh Baruch was made. Russian is. Does it mean loynaga boy? He was boil her. It means that the klippas didn't stick. Says the Ben Ish Chai, how could the klippas not stick? It must be because she did it boiness, even though it was birotz and boiness, whatever exactly that is. But the Ramami Pano argues, maybe over there because she tackled was not mishanya me'avera bichlal. When a person eats this, the nutrients, the nourishment, it goes into his body. It becomes a part of him. The beer wasn't a part of her at all. It was pure tsar.
She was doing a beer shmo, which is a mitzvah.
Right.
So there you have a shmira on the tantrum. Hashem told you to do it. That's what Hashem would have told you to do.
Hashem didn't tell her.
Where's your protection?
Hashem didn't tell her to do it. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Let's finish the Gemara, okay? And I want to get to the next Imach Mas Oynes tomorrow. Beis Hashem, we're starting a new sugya of Oynes. Beis Hashem, the sugya of Oynes. It's a festive sugya. The sugya of Chasinus Avelis. There's a lot of Gishmak alumnus here. Let's just finish the sugya. So what happened? The Gemara said that no Gua'am to get married on Shlishi when they Sakana Ve'elach. My Sakana, if you mean the Sakana is that the Hegman said anyone that gets married on Wednesday is going to get killed. Or in other words, it's called Shas Ha Shmad. So then, Nagu Legamri Naokre. We asked the Shai, what do you mean Shas Ha Shmad? Even the Arkas of the Masani, Rashi's Pshat, whatever it was, Akapadim. So, no, that's not what we're talking about over here. The Hegman says that he wants to be Boil Tchila, and Pashtas is only doing it because of his own Teyavon. His own Taivas, it's not Shas Ha Shmad. Al Kofanim says the Gemara, so why are you calling it Sakana? It's not Sakana, it's Aynes, says the Gemara, because the Ikab Tznuois de Masru Nafshayhu. Says the Gemara, religious nu the Aynes Shari. We had two pshatim in that. Rashi's pshat is tell them that they are going to be mutter to their husbands. And we said probably Tosis's pshat is tell them that it is mutter for them to do. A question of mutter to husbands, not telling it's mutter them to do. The Gemara, mishum tznuais, mishum prutza, mishum prutzais, mishum kaihanas. Now, ask Tosis, what did the Gemara want? Lidrash lu dinashari, and therefore what? Let's see. Okay, let's say we would darshan the anishari, and then what's your game plan? What's your end game? What do you want? We should get up and say, ladies and gentlemen, Arnus is shari. Now what? Now they're not going to kill themselves. And what? And what?
Then it won't be a sakana.
And then it won't be a sakana?
Yeah.
Is that changing the din at all? Or it's just, why we have a sakana? Make it not a sakana.
We don't have a sakana, then you can get married on
Wednesday. We don't have a sakana, then you can get married on Wednesday? What about the oinus? So, one pshat in Taisis is, once there's no more sakana, then we should make them get married on Wednesday. I oinus, who cares? Another pshat of Tosfos is leave it the way it is. No, no, I'm not saying change anything. But Lamaisa, why are you calling it a sakana? It should be an oinus. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. Let's see Tosfos inside. The Lidrash Lu Dainus Shari. So Tosfos, Ein Lefarish. Lifroi Chachi, the Poro Chachi Lushdan and Shavish Shuv Loy Sakana Elo Oinus. But my Omer may Sakana Veilach. How will they mean Mena Oinus Veilach? And it's just a question on the choice of words. So I don't understand that. Then what's the answer? Prutzos don't change anything. It doesn't change prutzos whether you tell them or you don't tell them. If you're not trying to change the din, so what are you saying? You make it sound like now prutzos are going to do up and up baratzen. They were only those baratzen. They're prutzos. It says this kasha. I have a yisoid, Rabbi Yisai, a Kabbalah from Arav, Agoin, Atzadik, Reb Nosson Tzvi, Finkel, Zech, Atzadik, the Kodesh, the Vrocha. I heard it from Mipe Kodeshoy. Anytime Tosfos says, Ein Lefarish, where did he get that pshat from? Tosfos is coming to tell you a pshat that's not right. What? I mean, there could be a billion pshatim that are wrong. Where is Tosfos getting that pshat from? What is Tosfos coming to do? He's coming to tell you not to say like Rashi. Usually, Tosfos brings Pirush HaKuntres and attacks. When he says, Ein Lefarish, I want to be Moisif. What Pshat in Reb Nosson Tzvi is. It's not Mefurish in Rashi, but he understood that's the way Rashi learns. Not Mefurish. But he's saying, this is the way Rashi's going to learn, and I don't hold to that Pshat. Ein Lefarish, the whole Tosfos is always, Rashi says this, I disagree. Ein Lefarish is coming, Keneged Rashi. And I'd like to explain why this is Rashi and Tosfos L'shita. Some of this will end. And give Yaakov his time in the sun. According to Rashi, we were under the misconception that if a man is boil this Isha, what's going to happen? She's what? She's usher to her husband. Will Prutzos do this willingly? Will Prutzos do this willingly? What? I think not! They're looking to marry this guy, right? They want to marry him. If they go now to the Hegmon, they will not be able to live with their husband. Even the biggest Prutza wants to have a husband. That's why she's marrying him, to be married to him. She's going to spend one night with the Hegmon and lose her husband?
Maybe she won't care. She doesn't care. She doesn't her husband.
There's nothing to do with being a Prutza.
She'll say she has a heter.
What's the heter?
She'll say it was an Oinus.
But we think that Oinus is us, sir. If right now we think Oinus is us, sir, that is a deterrent for Prutzos to do it. They won't do it. I'm not masking to do it. Nothing to do with being from.
Why do you know it's us, sir?
Because we think now Oinus is us, sir. We said that Nashim are going to be Meister Nefesh because they think Oinus is us, sir. So if they think Oinus is us, sir, so then not only are the Snuois not going to do it, the Prutzos aren't going to want to do it either. Because the Prutzos think they're going to be us, sir. So they, I'm not doing this. But the Snuois know more than the Prutzos know more than the Tznuas?
No, the Tznuas think more than the
Prutzos. The Prutzos also think it's us, sir. Everyone thinks it's us, sir.
No, the Prutzos think what's it called? They're right with their mind.
So Yachmiel thinks Prutzos don't think.
No,
but listen, according to Rashi, I understand that the Prutzos would not have done it beforehand. But now that you're publicizing that Oinus is mutter to the husband, now the Prutzos say, listen, I get to stay with my husband and spend the night with the Hegmon. That's good. I can deal with that. Prutz are garnished. But before that, she wouldn't have done it. It would have been boinus. So now we're making the Prutz a problem. But according to Tosfos, this was never a discussion of whether or not she's usher or not usher. It's a question if she's allowed to or not allowed to. We're not stopping whether or not she's going to live with her husband. It's not a discussion at all. She's questioning mutter usser. She doesn't care mutter usser. She's a prutza. So even if you tell her it was usser, she's going to do it anyway. Says Tosfos, it doesn't make any sense. So now that you tell the tznuos that it's mutter, now is the problem with prutzas? There's a problem with prutzas beforehand also. Rashi l'shita say it's going to be good. That's it for today, my friends.